Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Another week of the picks. Quick updated standings. Heather in first place, you may have heard, 74-53. She went 4-3 last week, just handing out winners. 11-game lead on me and Tom. We both went 3-4 last week. We're not going the right direction. Greg and John Jansen in dead last. Shout out to Stoney, who's 8-6, a winning record filling in here.
Woo.
All right, let's get after it, Greg.
CFP semifinal at the Cotton Bowl. Getting into this game early, the Ohio State University favored by 5.5 against Texas in Jerry World. Jim.
Michigan woke them up, and they are going to put everybody to bed. Ohio State's going to win the whole thing. They'll lay 5.5 and win the game.
Yeah, everything points to Ohio State here. I mean, they're just absolutely on fire right now, doubling up both playoff games. I'm going to go with them here, but the wild card here is Texas throws in Arch Manning and changes everything.
I think Ohio State is by far the best team still around, and I think they curb stomp them. Give me the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I'm going to echo everything you've already said. I'm going with Ohio State as well.
You're turning on McConaughey.
Yeah, you know.
What about John Jansen? He hates Ohio State. And he is going with the Buckeyes. Don't forget to run the ball, Sark. Texas. The other CFP semifinal. This one's on Thursday. That's why we're picking it today. Notre Dame, early line, favored by 1.5 against the Pennsylvania State University in the Orange Bowl, Gov.
Notre Dame probably has the best defense in the country when it comes down to it. I'm going to take them here. I'm a little puzzled that this line is this small. It makes me a little concerned, but I'm going the Fighting Irish. I like Notre Dame.
I like Notre Dame as well. Abdul Carter, who knows whether they're going to win or not, who knows whether he's going to play or not. And if he doesn't play, they're in a heap of trouble. Give me the Fighting Irish.
Yeah, I want Notre Dame too.
What about John Jansen? He was recruited by Notre Dame. He probably hates Notre Dame too because he went to Michigan. What's he say? All right, enough of that. Another pick for Notre Dame. The Orange Bowl trophy looks like someone procrastinating on a work assignment. Oh, crap, that's today? Someone just buy a big glass bowl and put some oranges in it. All right, cool. Notre Dame wins. Jim.
Having said that, it's still a cool trophy. And yes, I will join the chorus of people backing Notre Dame. I'm not betting James Franklin as an underdog in a big spot. They'll lay the egg.
Let's go to the NFL. Packers favored by 10.5 as they welcome the Bears into Lambeau Field. Stoney.
The Bears, they don't want any part of this game. They would just want to go home. And Green Bay, there's still some seating issues there. Give me the Packers big.
Yeah, I think just for fun, I'm going to go with the Bears.
What about John? John's with Heather. That's a bear.
Did he make that sound effect himself?
No, that is the sound of a bear.
Or a Packer.
Bears put a scare to the pack. Chicago. Jim.
I'll lay the 10.5 points. To Stoney's point, they've been thinking vacation for a couple weeks in Chicago. Packers, it's a big deal. They want to avoid the 7 seed. They want to get up to the 6 seed so they don't have to go to Philadelphia. Packers win. Big.
Yeah, the Bears have just showed zero life. Like the whole, hey, let's rally the troops the last game of the year and play good. It's not happening. I'm going Green Bay here. Jim mentioned seeding purposes. And the fact that the Bears scored 3 points last week just puts the nail in the coffin for me.
It's play well. Bengals go to Pittsburgh as 1.5 point road favorites. Let's start with Heather.
Joe Burrow bought the offensive line samurai swords, and that's pretty cool. So I'm going with the Bengals.
It's the highest form of respect.
Yeah.
John. All right, that's the Bengals fight song. All of those old fight songs are terrible.
Oh, they're great. I love them.
I never heard that one before, believe it or not.
Steelers enter the day with a chance to still win the division. They will not shut it down if the Ravens close the North and win it a half hour before kickoff. Steelers. Jim.
I have flip-flopped on this game so much. We did this dance earlier. The Bengals were 4-7, favored over the Steelers, who had a winning record, and the Steelers won that game outright. This is Tomlin as a home underdog. I don't trust the Bengals. Give me the Steelers.
Go.
I'm going to go with the Bengals here because I think the Ravens are going to close things up and the Steelers are going to call off the dogs and be smart. They will be smart in the second half and the Bengals will take advantage of that and the Steelers will start benching defensive players. And the Bengals have a huge advantage here playing the day before. They still have a chance to make it. I will go Cincy.
Cincinnati is 73-43 against the spread on the road dating back to 2011. Give me the Bengals.
Dolphins seeking a playoff spot against the Jets, favored by 1.5 on the road. John.
No, we had a couple chances, for sure. Can't lose a game like that against that team, though. So that's going to hurt for a while.
Are you sure you can't? Jets games should be coming with the Surgeon General's warning. Watching this could be hazards to your health. Dolphins. Jim.
I hate this. You have to back the Dolphins in the cold or back the Jets, period.
Yeah.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
You just can't let them go, can you? I mean, they were 6-2 at the bye. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, right.
All right, sorry. I'm being very mean. I will go with the Jets, too, because of the cold factor. And I do think Aaron Rodgers has some pride, and he'll show it this week. And I just don't trust the Dolphins. This is a rivalry game, by the way. These teams do not like each other. I think the Jets do what the Bears don't, and the Jets win this game.
Now, that's the funniest joke you've ever told, Gov.
This is the Aaron Rodgers versus Huntley matchup that we've all been waiting for. It's cold. I think Aaron Rodgers knows this is could be his last game in the National Football League. Give me the Jets.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with the Dolphins because the Dolphins make me think of Ace Ventura, which makes me think of Snowflake and Dan Marino, which was a Dolphin. Mm-hmm. So
makes sense to me.
It does.
The Broncos are 10.5-point home favorites against the 15-1 Chiefs. Chiefs are going to shut it down. See y'all in 2 weeks. Broncos.
Are they shutting it down, like, significantly? I know Mahomes isn't playing, but are they going to shut the whole team down for 24 days? I don't know that I buy that. I think they can keep it close. Give me Kansas City.
Andy Reid dials up a game plan using Carson Wentz just in case he needs him down the road to put some points on the board here. This game's going to be close. Maybe the Broncos eke it out long term, but I'm taking the Chiefs here. I will never, ever. I don't care who's playing for Andy Reid. Still the coach. Is he off? Is he taking a bye? And they still have a defense against Bo Nix, a rookie quarterback.
I know Chris Jones isn't playing. They have other guys not playing behind besides Mahomes. I don't think Kelsey's playing. But Carson Wentz is probably one of the best backup quarterbacks in this league. They'll dial up some stuff. Gov's right. They'll keep it close. Give me the Chiefs.
I'm going to go with the Broncos because there's lots of reasons. But did you guys know that they've got a player named Little Jordan?
Yeah.
Little, yeah.
L-I-L.
Yeah, I know.
Lil.
I got
a... But he's not Lil.
He's not. Mm-hmm. No.
Like
he's
Colin.
Exactly.
Yee! Going with the Broncos there, Heather. John. Hail to the Chiefs, says John Jansen. Lions host the Vikings, NFC North, number one seed, bye week, home field advantage on the line on Sunday Night Football. Lions favored by 2.5. Jim.
Lions, come on now. Dan Campbell owns Kevin O'Connell. Jared Goff owns Brian Flores. And the Lions offense scores more points and wins the game. Give me the Leos.
Greg, I'm going to put you on a spot here because I didn't tell you this, and I should have. So very bad to do this to a producer live on the air, but it's time to open up something that we did a few weeks ago against Buffalo. Do you have some music?
Oh, no.
Do we have any disco
music?
I'm going to have music right now. Yeah, can we search disco and put it in? Because the Lions are going to win this game by double digits. The double-digit disco is back open. I'm not scared. The QB situation here is extremely different. We've got a tier two. They got a 3 or 4. He's coming in here. Lions win by at least 10.
You mentioned the quarterbacks. Jared Goff, 15-4-1 against the spread in divisional games over 2021. However, Sam Darnold, 8-1 against the spread as an underdog. It's going to be the standard. That's what I'm here for. Lions 31, Vikings 30.
All right. Well, you guys, I'm going to go with my people. Not my people as in the Vikings, but my people as in Detroiters. I am going with the Lions. My genuine people. Let's go, Lions.
There you go, Hev. John, yeah. What do you got? John with the Lions. The logo on the Vikings helmet looks like a toilet flush handle. Lions.
He's right.
Is
you
that
know.
Stoney on Viking Island?
Yeah. Lions win, so I don't care.
Of all the people I picked that was making the picks to do that, I pick you.
Yeah, of course.
Those are the picks. Mm-hmm. It's 97-1.